You know, I never get the chance to talk to artists, and I'm very happy to be surrounded by two very fine artists that Robert Kirkman has made available to the comic fandom, and I'm glad that we all now know the names of Ryan Ottley and Jason Howard, two fine artists that I'm being surrounded by right now. Boys, it's good to see you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, man.
Excellent, excellent. First of all, Jason, you're wrapping up Astonishing Wolfman.
Yep.
Astounding Wolfman, excuse me. I always get my adjectives wrong.
Everybody does. It's okay. Astounding Wolfman wraps up at issue 25. So issue 22 just came out, and I'm all done with 23 and got two more issues to draw. And should be really exciting. Lots of awesome stuff. People die, people live, people change, you know, all that good stuff as we wrap up the series and try to send the character off in style, you know. So should be fun.
Terrific. And Ryan, Haunt, you did the first five issues now, and you got a big list of guys there that you're working with, of course.
Yeah.
McFarlane and Greg and of course Robert and everything. How's Haunt been?
I'm glad it's over. It was tough. I was doing Invincible and Haunt at the same time, and it's a bit much for me. So five issues, calling it quits, and just Invincible full time now.
I was gonna say, what's coming up with Invincible right now that you can tell us?
Of course, the Viltrumite War. It's so far it's insane. It's completely crazy, and hopefully people dig it and not get grossed out too much.
Jason, I heard you online mentioning that the two of you guys have now got a new concept, and you've got little business cards that are sitting there. I don't know if you can pan down, Kaz, and check out the images right there, but it is, and I'm not going to get this wrong, it is Sea Bear and Razor Shark?
Grizzly
Shark. See, I did get it wrong. I suck. All right, so tell me about this.
That's right. It's just a crazy concept Ryan and I had after a day like this, after a convention in Heroes Con a couple years ago. And we said, what if a bear and a shark got mixed up, and the bear lives in the ocean and eats fishermen, and the shark lives in the woods and eats campers? And he said, that is awesome, I think. And we decided we need to do this as a comic. So I'm writing the sea bear, writing and drawing the sea bear story, and then Ryan's writing and drawing the shark story.
Wow. This could be a double shot. How's this going to be packaged?
It's just a 48-page one shot. So, yeah, he did half, I did half, and that's how, yeah.
Excellent. And when are we going to see this come to light?
The end of June.
Fantastic. Well, that's great, boys. Congratulations, and keep working. And thank you, Kirkman, for keeping these guys active. And I understand you have a new thing with Kirkman coming up?
Yep. Robert and I are already working on the next thing that comes up after Wolfman, and it's going to be sweet. I'm really excited about it. So I can't go into, hasn't been announced yet what it is, so I've got to play that secrecy game for a little while longer, but it should be fun.
Excellent. And Rye, Invincible keeps you busy enough? Anything else coming up other than...
Busy, yes, yeah.
All right, cool.
That's all I got going, so...
Well, we'll know where to find you, and hopefully maybe I can get some art from you guys to show in the middle of this interview.
All right.
And of Sea Bear and...
Grizzly Shark.
Grizzly Shark.
That's right.
We want to say the SNL word. We're not going to, though. Ryan Ottley, Jason Howard. Thank you. Not Jason Aaron.
No.
He's bald. Jason's got hair. So does Ryan. Take it easy.